This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Parshas Vayakel, again we have a repetition of the Melechus HaMishkan. Truma is the plans, the architectural plans for constructing the Mishkan, and Vayakel is how those plans were carried through. But we encounter a very different phenomenon. That is, by Parshas Truma, first we have the command of the Melechus HaMishkan, and in Kisisa we have the discussion of the Mitzvah of Shabbos. However, in Vayakel, it begins by speaking about Shabbos, and then followed by the Melechus HaMishkan. Why the first time around does it first discuss the Mishkan and then Shabbos, and the second time around in Vayakel first discusses Shabbos and then it discusses the Mishkan? Says the Chiddush Harim, in the Sefer Chiddush Harim, in the name of the Sfas Emes. In other words, in the Sefer Chiddush Harim, they bring from the Sfas Emes, because as we know, the Chiddush Harim came before, that before the Chedo Egal, the Melechus HaMishkan was a hachana and a preparation for Shabbos. The Imei Hamasa were a hachana for Shabbos. However, after the Chet HaEgel, Shabbos needed to be the preparation and that which infused Kedusha into the Imei Hamasa. In other words, before the Chet HaEgel, we were able to have Yimei Chol as a hachana for Shabbos. However, after the Chet HaEgel, we plummeted, and because of that, we need the Shabbos to inject Kedusha into the Yimei HaChol. This accounts for the difference in the order. First, we have Melechus HaMishkan preceding the Shabbos, and then in this week's parasha, we have Shabbos preceding the Melechus HaMishkan.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.